There are things to see when you look up, and that's why we are lucky to have the Robert Ferguson Observatory in our midst on Sugarloaf Mountain, and the president of RFO, Greg Reynolds, is here. Good morning, Greg. Welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you.
And also Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO, and a valued docent at the observatory is with us, too.
A year and a half ago, I didn't know what a docent was. And now I am one.
Now you're a kind of a telescope and fool, aren't you?
You know what, Pat? I end up in here talking about airplanes, talking about documentary movies, and talking about the astrophysics, stargazing.
Yeah. It's a well-executed plethora of things that
you're into. One of the comments you made just as we were getting ready to go on was we have this amazing facility that is within, 20 minutes of Santa Rosa that is world class, and there's so many people that do not know about it. And that was me a year and a half ago, and I'm out at the berry farm out there buying berries.
Yeah.
And I hear somebody talking about there's a star party right down the street. And I said, what's a star party?
Could mean anything in Sonoma County. Yeah,
exactly. So I went down there. I actually went in there for their solar event that afternoon. Got to look at the sun through the filtered telescopes.
Is it like the telescopes you see in the movie where they take up practically the entire room and then the big roof, rolls away and you're able to see the stars?
It's not quite that grandiose, but in principle, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but one of the telescopes out there, Greg, is the size of a Volkswagen Bug.
That's true. We have the 40-inch, a 1-meter telescope that our docents built by hand in someone's garage.
And there are no prerequisites, right? You don't have to be a veteran stargazer to go up to the Robert Ferguson Observatory.
Oh, absolutely not.
You put on these events all the time and invite the public?
Correct, yeah. Our mission is public outreach to help generate interest in science and astronomy, and that's why we're there.
I heard that Mercury is in retrograde now, which is a little...
That sounds like a song from 1968.
Yes,
it does. By the Fifth Dimension,
doesn't it? Has to do with bad communication skills.
Actually, the star of the show right now is Mars.
It is Mars. Yeah. Isn't Mars closer to the Earth than it has been in forever?
Oh,
okay, eons?
Now that's... That might be an exaggeration.
Forever is a big football field.
Yeah,
especially when you're talking about the universe. Yeah. It is currently in opposition, which means that it is opposite the sun in our sky, and it's as close to us as it gets every, 3 years or something on that ballpark. Depending on when that occurs, can vary a few thousand miles.
But what do you see when you look through a telescope at Mars?
Right now, a big orange dusty ball. there is a major sandstorm going on right now, and so that is obscuring most of the surface features at this time.
Normally, you could actually see a pole. Couldn't you see a...
That is true,
ice formation? Or?
At other oppositions, I have been able to see some dark surface markings, no canals that I can speak of.
Yeah.
And the polar ice caps are visible.
Wow. Well, there's so much discussion about Mars because, with this foray into the privatization of space travel and with all of the grand plans for SpaceX and Virgin and several others, apparently the idea is to, use the moon as a way station and get the heck to Mars.
Sounds like a great plan to me.
Are you going, Greg? Would you go?
I'll buy a ticket.
But we don't even have a Tesla.
Yeah, I guess you got to start there.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with, Michael mentioned the star parties. There's one coming up tomorrow night.
Well, one of the things I wanted to invite Greg in here for is August is such a great astronomical delight. Number one for us, the weather is typically very good. Not as chilly as it might be in some of the other months, and it does get cold up there. We have a little bit of elevation. And number two, you can see four planets at, on the same evening with Venus and Jupiter and Saturn and Mars. I don't remember that in the past. You can usually get two or three, but four is a treat.
No, this is an unusual, five if you count the Earth.
Okay.
It is an unusual alignment. and it is fun. If you come early in the evening, just about sunset, 8:30, Venus is well positioned to see in the twilight sky. And then a little bit later, Jupiter and Saturn pop out about 10 o'clock. Mars comes up. Can't see much on Mars, but still, it's exciting.
Not yet, yeah.
The rings of Saturn are always an experience for the first viewer, and you can see the little satellites of Saturn.
I bet you can tell the first-timers right off the bat, because the excitement and the exuberance must really be something to see.
That's one of my thrills. I take my own telescope. I've got three, but I take my 150-millimeter Mac Cassegrain scope, which is compact, easy to travel with, and it gives a great view. And one of my thrills out there on these star party nights is to set up and set up on Saturn and watch the newbies come through, because the oohs and the ahs that you get from somebody when they first see it is remarkable. And I still remember when I was 8 years old in Springfield, Illinois, going to a neighbor's house who had a nice telescope and seeing Mars and its rings for the first time.
Saturn, you mean?
Saturn.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yep.
Otherwise, there's something about Mars. I don't know. So there's the star party going on. That's Saturday night. And then solar viewing
the following week.
And that's obviously, I was going to say, possibly be at night.
Pat, the star party and the solar event are always on the same day. So the solar observing is in the morning.
Okay.
Starts at 11, goes about 11 to 3. And then the same day, later in the evening, starting at about 8:30, 9 o'clock, we start with the star party.
How do you get way up there to the observatory? How do you get there?
Well, as you mentioned, it's in Sugarloaf Ridge State Park, kind of in the Oakmont neighborhood. It's at the end of Adobe Canyon Road.
Oh, yes.
So turn off Highway 12 and drive up Adobe Canyon Road until you can't drive no further, and you're there.
What does it cost to see such things at the observatory?
The park charges $8 to park per car.
Unless you have a pass.
So you're right, exactly so, if you're wise and have a pass. And then for adults, it's $3. And
wait a minute, I thought you said $3.
See? I did.
To get into the observatory?
$3 for an adult.
For a four-hour star party, it's $3. It's the best bargain in Sonoma County.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
And if you're under 18, it's free. So you can't. And the solar observing is also free. So you just up there wandering and hiking around, which a lot of people do, drop in and see us.
Yeah.
Absolutely free.
And if you
get a little tour, and
we'll give them. If you come up for the solar observing and you pay the parking fee, then your little parking ticket, you can come back that evening for the star party.
For the same parking. Well, this is becoming way too economical and affordable.
So we are doing that.
It is the greatest entertainment buck, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're doing that this Saturday, and we're doing it the following Saturday as well. Both the solar and the star party. And then on Sunday the 12th.
This is fun.
Sunday the 12th, we're having a viewing event for the Perseid meteor shower.
Well, that's something that I think would be fascinating to see. I live in Kenwood, so I can sit out in my backyard in a deck chair and watch the meteor shower, the Perseids meteor shower. But being able to see it up close, I think that would be life changing.
Well, you're not going to get any closer per se, but the important thing is to get to the darkest sky you can. This year, we're very fortunate, the first time in several years, that the shower is occurring during a new moon, which means the moon won't be around to wash out the show.
Right.
Unfortunately, we may be dealing with the smoke.
It's a little hazy this weekend.
That could put a damper on a number of these events, so, you know. Look out the window before you head on up.
Well, we encourage everybody to go check it out. What a great family event this could be. And we're running out of time, gentlemen. But Greg Reynolds, nice to meet you, president
of
the Robert Ferguson Observatory. Michael O'Shea, the docent there and frequenter of the RFO.